Zot the Gemara, Kaftesim and Aleph, top of the red, Masnizan Deloy Ki Haitana. So this version of the Mishnah doesn't go like the following Tana. The Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Yehuda, Lon Echlako Admoid Rechakomim, Alaposik Ma'os the Chasnoy, Upashat Loyas a Regal, Shechel Hisha Termer, She has a good taina that why should she be held responsible for the negligence of her father? So she has a right to demand a get or a nesuin. And that's the case of our Mishnah, where our Mishnah learns that they're arguing. So Rabbi Yeshua says that that's not true. Over there, the Chalmud agreed to Admon. So Alma Nechluku, where is the Machlokes? Al Shaposki he Al Atzma. She was the one who made the commitment to bring the money into the marriage. Shechamar Armim Teishib Ashital Ben Roisha. So then the husband has a right to say that my commitment to go to the Nesuin was dependent upon. You're bringing the money. You're not bringing the money, so I'm not going to go ahead. And she has no tibia to say, well, give me a get. He can has right to say, let's wait and see what happens. That's chachamim. And I'm an armor. You're currently shatermer. Kasrani sha'avoi sha'aba noisin alai. She could argue that where was she going to get this money? She had an expectation to get it from source X, which is her father. And now it turned out that expectation was incorrect. So, and that on that, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rayanias Dibri Admi.
Okay.
Fine. Tana. So this Tana is going back on the Bryce that we just said. It says like this: "B'medav Amamurim is Begadilah. Alvaktana is Kaifin." Okay. And where it says, what does that mean? Kevin Leman. Who are we forcing what? Ilema La'av. We're forcing the father to help her with this commitment. Okay. So then, Ibchame Boyle. So we'd say that when the woman who's a Gedola makes such a condition, the condition has validity. So we say we expect the father to help. Whereas if it was made when she was a katana, why would that be? It can't be binding on her. How could it be binding on the father? So it can't mean that. Elamer Rava Kevin Labal didn't get. So by case of a katana, where her commitment is not a valid commitment. So the husband has no right to say, I'm going to wait out and see what's going to happen. And she has the right to say, now I, as a gadol, I realize that this whatever I thought was going to happen is not going to happen. And therefore, the chum would agree that that we force the husband to give a get. Okay. So the Gemara, Omer Revitza Bar Elazar, Ben Elazar, Mishmeidah Hizkiya, Kolomokam Shomer Rebbe Gamliel, Reyan Yisdi Riyadman, Halacha Kimoisei. Okay, so we have a Masara that if Rabbi Gamliel supported Admon, that becomes a halacha. Okay, Amalei Rabbi Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Nachman in regard to this rule. I feel a b'braisa. Is that only true on the cases where Admon the Chomer argue in the Mishnah? And that Rabbi Gamliel said, that he agrees with Admon, then we pass him like Admon. But in a Braisa, that rule is not necessarily so. Because we do find sometimes that the rules that they have apply to Mishnayos only. Wherever you have Rishon Gamliel giving an opinion in the Mishnah, we pass them like it. We're not selling the Brisa. So not all klalim apply only apply everywhere. So he said, even in the Brisa, some are lay, so Rav Nachman said back, me karinan b'mishnah b'kamakam shomer Rav Gamliel karinan. It didn't say, it didn't have the phrase kamakam shomer Rav Gamliel b'mishnah. It said, just said kamakam shomer Rav Gamliel. So that's going to apply to Bryce as well. Okay. Let's see Rashi. There's two Rashis, three Rashis. The medam are warm top of the page of Bryce Akoy. If you're going to force the father, then it's more logical the other way around. Her tanai is a tanai, but by katana, her tanai is not a tanai. So why? How would you force the father for that? So more means a force to give again. The case where she was the one who made the arrangements, we pass it over there like Adman as well? And the answer is yes. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiya. Based on Shomer Chanan, Halacha Kiyotze Boy. Shiva Dorm Shomer Adman, Ein Halacha Kiyotze Boy. So we had the first two Mishnayos were Chanan, and the next Mishnayos will be Adman. So the two things we said that Chanan ben Abi Shalom said, we're passing like him. And the seven things that Chanan said, we don't pass like him. Adman said, we don't pass like him. More says, now, it says, okay. So what does Kiyotzeboy mean? So my kamar, Ilay Mechachin kamar, Shnei Dwar Meshomer Chanan, Halacha Kamoisei, Ukiyotzeboy. The halacha is like him in those cases, and if you would extrapolate to other cases which would be similar. Whereas the Shiva Dorm Shomer Adman Iloch Kamoisai, but look at Yotzebut. So we don't pass like Adman at all. But the Morse of the camp, because Omer Yitzchak Ben Allah's Mishmeid, the Chiski, Kamoch Mashomer Rav Gamliel, Ren Istiri Adman Iloch Kamoisai. Okay. Ella Hachi Kamer. Shin the Worm Shomer Chanan, the Halacha Kamoisai, Ukayotzebut. Shiva Dorm Shomer Adman, Ain Aloch Kayotzebut. But Hakamoisai Halacha. Then it means you're saying you do pass like him in all of them, and now we're just saying only the ones that Rabbi Gamliel supports. Omer in loy Omer loy. If Rabbi Gamliel did not support it, we don't pass like him. So the two things that Chanan said, we pass on Kim and the Kiyotzeboy. We'll see what Kiyotzeboy is. Okay, but Shiva Dorm Shomer Adman Yesh Mehem Shalacha Kamoisai with Kiyotzeboy Yesh Mehem Shalacha Kamoisai Ela Kiyotzeboy. Now the Gishma says Ukiyotzeboy. Kamokam Shomer Gamliel and Rayan Yisibri Adman Alacha Kamoisai Inachloid. Okay, let's leave Rashi for tomorrow. The other ones. Yeah. So, of the seven, Gamliel is going to support some of them, and those will pass like Adman. The other ones he's not supporting, and we won't pass like Adman.